Today is September 7th. It is the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Legion of Mary. We'll have a big mass tonight at St. Michael's for the whole diocese, which I'll be preaching at. So I'll just say, though, a few words this morning, because it is such a special occasion. 90 years ago today, the Legion of Mary was born in Dublin, Ireland. And it really grew out of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And it was a group of people that have been studying St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion to Mary. I know many of you have read the book, The True Devotion. You've made the 33-day preparation. You've consecrated yourself to Jesus through Mary. Well, a group of mostly women and Frank Duff began to read and study this book, The True Devotion to Mary, and out of that grew the Legion of Mary. The Legion was born on the eve of Our Lady's Nativity. And it's a very appropriate because, as you know, our Blessed Mother will be celebrating her birthday tomorrow, and the birthday of the Legion occurred on the vigil of her Nativity. So the Legion was born also to remind us that what is the Legion? It is Mary's presence among us. We are supposed to be Mary's hands and feet, her arms and legs, her heart, visiting and helping others to get to heaven. And isn't that what the role of a mother is? Mary is our spiritual mother. She wants souls to get to heaven. So it's very appropriate that she founded this organization, which would be her hands and feet to go out and to help souls get to heaven. That first meeting 90 years ago today had a priest, Frank Duff, and 15 women. They got down on their knees and they prayed the rosary. And they entrusted this whole work to the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother and said, use us as you wish. And they began visiting the cancer patients at the Dublin Union Hospital, began visiting the poorest of the poor, and they began giving out miraculous medals to people. And pretty soon there were conversions and returns to the sacraments, and the Lord truly blessed their work. It began to grow and spread. Pretty soon, four groups started, and other groups around Dublin, around Ireland. Eventually, it was taken over to England and Wales and Scotland and came to America in the 1930s. And today, we're blessed with well over, they say, 4 million active members throughout the world and perhaps as many as 20 million praying members called the auxiliary members. I know most of you are either active or auxiliary members, so it's a very special day for all of you as well. When we look back at what the Lord accomplished through the Legion, we see one of the most amazing stories is in a book called Miracles on Tap, which is usually copies are left in the back of the church for you to take. It's a story of how the red light district of Dublin was cleaned up in a matter of 4 years. This place had been there for over 100 years. The police could never shut it down. But the members of the Legion began to visit the women of the streets and began to talk to them and eventually bring them on retreat and get them restored to their faith and to their family. And within 4 years, the entire red light district was shut down. One of the other great highlights was in China. In communist China, the Legion was able to spread just before communism would come in to crush the church and try to kill the church. And within a few years, the Legion spread throughout most of China, especially among the university students. When the communists took over the Legion, the church was very strong. So the communists arrested about 40,000 members of the Legion. Most of them were eventually martyred for their faith. So we have perhaps as many as 40,000 martyrs, members of the Legion of Mary in China. And what happened in the Philippines and Korea and Africa is amazing, how the Legion spread all throughout the Philippines, making it a very strong Catholic country. The same thing in South Korea, many parts of Africa. It's beautiful to see what has happened over these last 90 years. And we remind ourselves that the two purposes of the Legion of Mary is, number one, to help us become holy, and second, to evangelize, to spread the faith. And that's what Vatican II said. Vatican II said that every Catholic, every person is called to be a saint. Every person is called to grow in holiness. And also, we have to be apostles. We have to evangelize. We have to spread our faith. So there it is, the two purposes of the Legion, to help people become holy and to help us spread our faith to others. So whether we're an active member or an auxiliary member, let's always remember those two purposes of why God put us on the face of this earth, is to become the saint that God wants us to be and to share our faith with others.